Morning, Masechet Erevin, Daf Tzadik Aleph. We're starting at the bottom of Tzadik Amud Bet. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So now we're going back to our Mishnah. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Kishe Timtze Lomar. We've seen this Lashon Yeh Timtze Lomar quite a few times recently in this Masechet. And Rashi always explains. He says, Kishe Ta'amod Asof Da'atan. Right? Zehu Gemadri. If you actually, often he says, and I think we'll see it again in today's Daf, he says, Kishe Digdek. If you want to be medayek in what the Mishnah is saying, he says, "Yekshtamod asof them." When you stand at the end of their thoughts, if you go deep into their thoughts, zeu gemar divrei. This is really what they're saying. What are they saying? He says as follows: the divrei Rabbi Meir, as far as Rabbi Meir is concerned, gagin reshut leatzman, chatzerot reshut leatzman. So all the gagin, right? Remember, Meir says all roofs are one big reshut, and this is a 10 tvachim difference, right? And Gagin and Chatzerot also should latzman. It was all the Chatzerot. Look at Rashi right at the bottom, the very last lines of Rashi. It's the second last line. So Metaltin mi Gagol shel Reuven and Gagol shel Shimon, because they all went one big Chatz, even they're different owners. A roof is one big, all because of the same Chatz, Rashut. And Chatzerot as well. Metaltin mi Chatzerot shel Reuven and Chatzerot shel Shimon. And what are we talking about when you can carry in the Chatzerot? We've seen this before many times. Kalim sheshavtu b'chatzer. That's with regards to kalim that were in the chatzer erev Shabbos. V'chein michatzer sherabim lechatzer sherabim. And so too, there's a chatzer with 10 people living in the chatzer, and another chatzer with 10 people living in their chatzer. You can carry comfortably from one chatzer to the other chatzer kalim which were in that chatzer erev Shabbos. Karpifiot reshut l'atzma. And so too says Rav Yehuda, according to Rabbi Meir. Contrary, Meir basically, a gag is one reshut, chatzer is one reshut, kavir one reshut. Look at Rashi, kavir reshut, vafilu henshul shnev, anashim, same idea, even if they're from two people, metaltim is at a zeh. This is a very long Rashi here, but I think it's quite important to read this long Rashi. It says, vafilu henshul shnev, anashim, metaltim zeh, if from two people, etc. Daha, Rabbi Meir, kol gagot erushnachat. Rabbi Meir says that all the roofs of the city are one big reshut. Shema minad is filled. The ein reshut mitchaleket mechmat shinubali. It seems it makes no difference who the owners are. The roof, as a definition of a type of area called roof, is all one big reshut. Elabatim lechuda, but houses are the problem. Bibnei sheheim tadirut ledira. Why? Because houses are usually used for living in. The mali gagin, the mali chatzerot, the mali karpefiot. Right? Because at the end of the day, what's the difference to me now with regards to roofs and chatzerot and kapifiot? Right? They're all the same. About migag lechatzer, umigag lekarpap, Rabbi Meir lo. So Rabbi Meir says at the end of the day, this Rabbi explains it, that roofs, chatzerot, and kapifiot, you can do whatever you want within each category. Right? Houses are the problem, they separate ownership, the roofs don't. However, from gag to chatzer, or from gag to karpaf, Rabbi Meir says, no, you can't go from one type to the other. We saw this previously, where we had the shame echad, Rashi said, the shame echad, right? Va'afilu shlish echad, even the same owner. K'damiran gzeiru mishum tel, sure, from the episode we had early on, we said, gzeiru mishum tel, mishur tarabim. That was the whole gzeiru made. Rabbi Meir said, that you, even if you got a rishut ayachid, in a rishut ayachid, right? And it's the same name, is a gzeira that was that you might come to carry in Rishut Rabim. The kol sheken k'shem shel shtayim. How much more so there are two owners? Umichatzer to karpav namilo, from a chatzer to from a roof to a chatzer, from a chatzer to a karpav as well. The shmaina nehul rabbanan the kaman b'brayta the ashlo tatal michatzer karpav. Rashi says, what's the proof that Rabbi Meir agrees with this from a chatzer to a karpav? Because when rabbanan say you can't, Rabbi Meir doesn't argue with him. Okay, lo shmi rabbanan figal ha'yul hakel. And the bechaluk reshut the gagin, right? So now it's the same idea. Why? So hoyel b'shman shave, aval b'rishuyot achalukot b'shman lo shmein le demekil. So with regards to the roofs as well, there's not a problem because the same name. But when they different chalukot, there's no place where he sees mekil. The dafka kari meir gagot, the tashmishtan shave, the chen chatzer v'chen kavur. Only when the uses are similar. Rabbi Meir says as follows, in to summarize this Rashi. If they're the same usage, the same definition, the same place, go wild. Doesn't matter ownership. But one to the other, we don't like that to start happening already. Okay, I think that's we can stop over there with that Rashi. Now, that is with regards to Rabbi Meir. Now, with regards to Chachamim, it says Rabbi Yehuda, Gagin v'chatzair shurachat. So Rabbi Meir had Gagin, one reshut, chatzair, one reshut, karpavir, one reshut. So Chachamim said that Gag and chatzair is one reshut, so you can go from Gag to chatzair, and karpifot or reshut achat. So Chachamim divide into two categories. You've got roof and chatzair, and karpifot. Look at Rashi Avia. Skip those few lines. The Dibre Chachamim, the law gazu, like Rabbi Meir who does, right? Mishum tell. Rabbi Meir was one of those gods there when you got the two in the same reshut, both Shemot, tell in Rishta Yachid, you can't do it because of Exer of Shemot, you'll kill Rishta Rabbim. Chachamim don't have that. So therefore, they say, Gagin v'chatzer shurachadein. Right? Lord, she yital tell me gag le gag im chalukin balehen. Even though we've got here Gag and Chatzer is one reshut for Rabbanan, they make a distinction with regards to Gagot, because Gagot go after the owners beneath them. So you can't carry from one Gag to the other. But from a Chatzer, you can carry from one Chatzer to the other. Right? Umi Gag le Chatzer de Rabbi metal terinan. And from a roof to a Chatzer, you also can. So from Gag to Gag, you can't, if it's different owners. If it's Gag to Chatzer, right, you can't, then you can. From Chatzer to Chatzer, you can. And from a Gag to Chatzer, Rabbim, you also can. Just from Gag to private one, you can't. The different ownerships here make it a problem. V'afagav the Gag reshuta didei, v'chatzer reshutfut, and even though the roof is his, and the chatzer is partners, you might think you can't because like a different reshut, a different owner. Can tell me brightly, like, come on, hoyle the gag, tashmish and tadiru. Since roofs are not really a place where you get usage out of it, lo have a mamash kebayit, umetalta men lechatzer. So we've got a kula and a chumma here in all of them. Rabbi Meir, to go over it again, says that each one's their own reshut. And you can go from within the reshut as much as you want, but not from reshut to reshut, even with the same owners. Rabbanan say that roof and chatzer is one reshut. So if it's roof to chatzer, it's not a problem. The problem would be different owners. But if it's a roof of one and a chatzer of many, like a chatzer with 10 owners in it, where they're all partners, it wouldn't be a problem either. Because then their usage is very similar. Because your usage on the roof is limited. Usage on the chatzer is limited because not only yours. Okay? Right, now, karpifiot according to Rabbanan, or reshut achad, look at Rashi. Va'afilu hen shel shnayim, even if they're two owners. The whole reshut sheshmo shaveh mutar chutz min agagit. Other than roofs, we've got separate ownership. In all of the other types of reshuyot, the ownership doesn't bother us. Okay, a bit confusing. Aval mechatze lekarpaf, either from chatze to karpaf, him to tachad gavra, ask if there's only one owner, you still can't do it. So from chatze to gag, you can. From chatzer to chatzer, you can. From gag to gag, you can't. And from chatzer to karpaf, right, you can't either. Velo dami the gag le chatzer, it's not the same as a gag to chatzer. Why? The tashmish the gag shave the chatzer. Because with a chatzer and a gag, they're both not proper usage when it's not shared. But a karpaf, I suppose, is a different usage altogether. Vachi shmila rabbi yudu mimad nitin daikle. Minikam rabbi shimon kura reshut achad, they're all one reshut. Rabbi Shimon says that. Michlal Jabanan love chal reshut emashle lekura. Rabbanan says no. So we've got a bit of a distinction. Easy. Rabbi Meir says they're all separate. So that's fine. Rabbanan is a bit confusing because Rabbanan say that the gag and the chatzir is one reshut, but not gagot. And karp is separate reshut as well. Okay, that's really this. And Rabbi Shimon is the last one. Rabbi Shimon said they're all one big reshut. Rabbi Shimon, kulan reshut achatein. Look at Rashi on the bottom, the third white lines. Rabbi Shimon Kulash Rachatein, the law time a high, the Amar of Shimon, Echad Gagot, Echad Chatzor, Echad Kapiot, Kol Chad Bechad Rishut, Al Penaf Shem Ashpen. Now we don't make each their own separate Rishut. Gagin La Atzma, Mechad Shul Atzma, Mechad Atzma, like we wanted to say, Ele the Hasfid, Rabbi Meir, Itle, that's Rabbi Meir, says Rabbi Shimon, Kuluhu Chad Rishut, Mashpen, it makes all to one big Rishut, Hachi Shmiel Rabbi Huda, Ubrightim, it says that Rabbi Huda understands it, and there's a Brightim to support him, we'll say that Brightim in a moment. The Tanya Kevata the Kaman Hainu Malin Shman Ve'Altin because you carry from one roof to the other the towels and the oils. We got the Chatzir, Mechatz, the Chatzir, Mechatz. We'll see in a moment. Okay, so now we basically got Rabbi Yehuda explains his understanding of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, and Chachamim. The Gemara now says, Tanya kevate derav, Tanya kevate Rabbi Yehuda, we've got a brighter that supports Rav. Where's Rav suddenly in the picture? Look at Rashi, he helps us remember what's going on over here. It's about 7 lines into the wide lines of Rashi right in the middle. Tanya kevate derav, Damar El, what did he say earlier on? He said on Peitet 2 days ago, Begagin hashavin rabbanan, de'en metaltilin bo ele bedalit. Remember, Rav said that you can only carry dalit on a roof. And Shmuel said you carry the whole roof. To Ashrei ha'adalev, when the different owners on the roofs, each one of them is also on the other. Without an eruv, you're limited. V'lo amrinan good asik b'mechitzot she'en nikarot. He says, when do we say good asik? We only say good asik if you can actually identify the walls. If you can't identify the walls, it's one big flat roof and you can't see the markings underneath or whatever the case is, and there aren't even little markers on the roof to say what it is. As far as Ravi is concerned, each roof is its own roof. You can't carry one to the other. Okay, this is just a bit of chazor we've seen in Daf Sari Tet. Now the Gemara brings us brighter to and a Tanya Kavatei also Rabbi Yehuda. There's a bright like Rabbi Yehuda, which explains what Rabbi Yehuda just told us now a second ago, the way he understood Rabbi Meir, Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon. So let's start with the brighter for Rav. Tanya Kavatei the Rav, Kol Gagotair Rishut Achaten. All the roofs are one Rishut. Okay, we've seen that. That's what Rav says. Rashi says in Metatim, he said, you can carry from one to the other. And you can't carry stuff up or bring stuff down from the chatzer or min chatzer to gagin and vice versa. Right? And he says over here, this is Rabbi Meir Tamei, the gazu mishum tel. This is exactly like Rabbi Meir because of, even though they're both the same rashut, we've got a gzair of a tel. The keilim sheshavtu b'chatzer mutar letaltlan b'chatzer. He says, yeah, those kelim which were in the chatzer of Shabbos going to Rav, you mutaf bishelo irva vuadin ashar chatzer, either you'd make an erev, said Rashi, and all other chatzer as well. Begagin mutar taltlin begagin, ubiovad shelo ye gaga vuasara or namuch asara de Rabbi Meir. So that is, this bright here is how explains Rav, and it's the Mishnah which we saw, the machloket, Rabbi Meir, Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon, it's explained through the eyes of Rav. Right? Bechachamim. Remember to go back again and just remind us that that Rav's old shtick over here, which this bright has come in to talk to us about, is that we said that gagin ashavin rabbanan de ein metaltin bo ele bedaled asher adade, that on roofs you only carry, right, with a tent four dalet amas in a roof, right? They separate rishuyot. That's what he says over here, right? We've got it over here. Each one's own reshut. That's the really the big thing here of Rav, because Rav's getting like Rabbanan. You can't carry between them. That's Rav. Okay, so that is really the point of Rav over here. Chachamim say, kol echad bechad reshut la'atzmo, v'ein metaltlin bo ela dalet. That's what we wanted here. Because if you look in our Mishnah says, v'chachamim omrim on daf pei tet, kol echad bechad reshut bifnei atzmo. Our Mishnah doesn't mention specifically that you can't carry more than dalet. The whole reason that Gemara brought this brighter here was to prove Rav's point, that it says, v'chachamim omrim, kol echad bechad reshut la'atzmo, V'ein metaltlin bo ela dalet. That was the brighter that supports Rav. Everything we stopped until then wasn't really relevant to Rav. It was a nice brighter, just think of the chazor and all the other stuff. But that's the relevance of the brighter. And what says Tanya Kavatei Rav Yehuda? We also have a brighter that is that supports Rav Yehuda. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Alibad Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon. Because what did Rav Yehuda tell us a moment ago? We started the Amud with it. He said there, if you look on the third lines of our Amud, Rabbi Shimon, Kulan Rishut Acharein, right? They're all one big Rishut. So now, how do we know they're all one big Rishut? He says like this, Amar Rebbe, Keshayinu Lomdim Torah Rabbi Shimon, B'Tekoa, we learned Rabbi Shimon in Tekoa, Hainu Ma'alin, Shemen, V'alontit, that's what the Rashi referred this to us earlier on. We used to carry Shemen oil, V'alontit, a towel, Migad Legag, Migad Lechatz, Michatz Lechatz, Michatz Lechatz, Michatz Lechatz, Michatz Lechatz, Michatz Lechatz, We used to travel through the whole town, do a tiul, right? But how would we? Because we couldn't walk in Shtarabim. So we used to go from roof to chatzir to karpaf and jumping around. Like we discussed this a while ago, remember? And I mentioned, I think it reminded me of, what's that movie? Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. What's that movie called? Mary Poppins. Right? No, Mary Poppins. When that guy, what's his name? Bill. I don't know what his name is. When he goes, let's say he goes around from roof to roof and jumping all the roofs. That's exactly what's going on over here. As long as you can go from roof to roof and chatzir, 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 and you don't actually go into the street, you're fine. And they would go to their Mayan, Achi Hainu Magin Etzlam HaMayan, Shainu Rochtin Bo. We get to the Mayan, and we finally bring our stuff there, and then we would be able to use our towel and use our shemen and carry it through town. I don't see any Rashi's over here up until now. So that is a that is a support for Rabbi Yehuda. For Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also brings another support about this. He says, Maaseh b'sha'ah, b'sha'ah sakana, when we're in danger, ayinu ma'alin sefer Torah mi'chatzel agag, mi'chatzel mi'chatzel karpaf, likrobo. We used to also do with the sefer Torah. So Amur l'chachamim said, no, that's not a good proof. Ein sha'ah sakana raya. Don't bring that proof, sha'ah sakana. Sha'ah sakana, it's pikuach nefesh. Maybe it's a chachamim with mashmo meikil. Not pikuach nefesh, sorry. But mashmo meikil to fulfill the mitzvahs. And therefore, they weren't worried about this Rebbe Rabbanan, but normally they were. But however, this story of here of Rebbe with Rabbi, they learned with Rebbe in Tekoa, right? So that is a good proof to support Rabbi Yehuda that according to Rabbi Shimon, all these Rishot are one Rishot, if you can carry from one to the other without any problem. Okay, now we go back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon Omer Echad Gagi. That's what Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah. אחד גגות ואחד חצרות ואחד קרביות שהוא שלח לכלים ששבתו לתוכן ולא לכלים ששבתו בתוך הבית. What does it mean? The kelim that were in the chatzir, we've seen this many times, Erev Shabbos, so they were kone their shvita in the chatzir. And now because the chatzir are all one big reshut, so you can carry from our chatzir to your chatzir, not a problem because it's the same chatzir even though they haven't got an Erev. So this is an Amar Rav, this is very important, this is really the basis of Amud Bet. The whole Amud Bet hinges on this. Amar Rav, halacha ke Rabbi Shimon, halacha is like Rabbi Shimon says Rav, meaning what? That they're all one big reshut, v'hu shelo irvu, and that is so long as there wasn't an Erev. Now, we've actually seen this before, on Daf Ayin Dalet Yerashi, the Mishra Shas says, we've seen this before, no? Right? We saw this, but that is so long as you didn't make an Erev. But when do we say that everybody's one big reshut, you can carry one to the other? If you haven't made an Eruv, what Eruv? Between your own chatzer. Or maybe in between chatzerot, it doesn't matter. But specifically, let's say between you. Look at Rashi, I think Rashi pointed out. Vushelo Irvu, 5 lines from the bottom of the Amud, towards the left of the column there. It says, Vushelo Irvu, b'nei ha-chatzerot kol achat la'atzma. Each chatzer on its own, never made an Eruv within them. So there are 10 guys in each chatzer, and there are 3 chatzerot. And the 10 guys in each chatzer never made an Eruv. Then says Rav, Alocha Zak Rabbi Shimon. Then you can carry freely between the different chatzerot. Why? Look at Rashi. The hashta, lo shchichi klei habatim b'chatzer. Because if you haven't made an Eruv within your own chatzer, then what's going to happen? You aren't able to carry from your house into the chatzer. So if you can't get from the house into the chatzer, then your kelim that were in your house Erev Shabbos aren't in the chatzer now, right? Because you haven't got an Eruv. So what's in the chatzer? Any kelim that live in the chatzer? Garden furniture, whatever. Soccer balls. Velikere migza. We aren't going to worry about having to make a gzaira. Yisharit lotzi kelim sheshavtu bezor lachnisan achaveta atlefuke nami laklabad. What's our concern? Our concern is that if you have an Eruv between the Eruv and chatzerot, then what's going to happen? You're going to carry it. You're going to carry something from inside the house into your garden. Now, what's a common chatzer? It's a common chatzer only for things that were shoveit in the chatzer Erev Shabbos, not things that were in your house Erev Shabbos. Let's say you bring out a kiddush cup now to make kiddush in the garden. You might end up walking to your neighbor to go make kiddush in his garden. But you can't carry from one chatzer to the other chatzer, as far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned. If you stuff that was in the house, I said it was in the garden. So if we allow you to carry stuff that was in the garden when you made an Eruv, You might end up bringing stuff out of your house into the garden with that Eruv and then carrying that to your neighbor, which you can't use. So Rav says, we understand Halacha Ein Hachinami is like Rav. But it's only when you never made an Eruv. If you never made an Eruv, you aren't going to bring stuff out of your house into your garden to take to your neighbor's garden. And you only have stuff in the garden. Then we are, if you made an Eruv, then either Halacha is still like Rav. And in theory, even stuff which was in the garden can still be taken to your neighbor's garden. We go there and say you can't take anything to your neighbor's garden without an Eruv between the two of you, because you might come to bring stuff from your house to his garden. Okay? That's pretty straightforward. We've seen this many times. Correct? Everybody good with that? Clear? David, you're looking concerned?
Did you say before that you can't take stuff out of your house into your garden unless you've got an Eruv?
If it's a common garden, if you share a garden, if it's common like garden. In your private house, no problem. But if there are 10 people living in the chatzer, then you can't take out of your house without an Eruv. Correct? Okay, so that's what Rav says. So, aval eruv lo. Why? Says Gemara de Gadol and Dilma Atla Fuka Mani de Batin Mechatzer. Because you might bring stuff out of your garden. Now that is Rav. Shmuel says no. Ushmuel Amar Bein Irvu Bein Shelo Irvu makes no difference. You made an eruv, you didn't make an eruv. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, and you can take out as much without making gzeira. V'cheina Rabbi Yochanan, and so says Rabbi Yochanan. Now look at this Rabbi Yochanan over here. Mi lachshach or mi lachshech. Right? He says, who whispered this to you? Bein Eruv u Bein Shelo Eruv. Right? There's a bit of a complicated. Look at Rashi. Not Rashi hasn't got anything here. If you go Ben Chananel, if you go almost in line with that Gemara, you see Ushmuel Rabbi Yochanan Tarvayu Shabin Bein Eruv Bein Lo Eruv. And both Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan have the same opinion that whether you might have to make an Eruv, Hilchatek Rabbi Shimon. So now we've got a bit of a problem, right? Because normally Rav Shmuel loch like Rav. But Rabbi Yochanan gets involved in the situation and complicates matters. Loch like Rabbi Yochanan. So here Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan together will outweigh Rav. And you can see that Locha over here is like Rabbi Yochanan and like Shmuel. So we are not gozer. The Tosfot, if you look at the Tosfot there quickly, I know we haven't got too much time, but let's take a half a second. We look at that Tosfot over there. He says, yeah, Milachshach. He says, who whispered this to you? He says, Rashi lo garisle. Rashi never had this. This lashon in Rashi. There's no Rashi on this. But when we read, the itabatrat koani become a kumo. He says, in a few places we see this, Rabbi Enutam, nami garisle. Umafresh, it doesn't exist. Rabbi Enutam also has it. And he explains like this. Mi shmiacha lachak Rabbi Shimon ben Ibu ben lo Ibu. Right, who explained this to you? I think he's talking to Shmuel, what he's saying. Rabbeinu Shmuel Piresh Dekai Arav. And he says that it's actually going on Rav. Klomar, that Rabbi Yochanan saying to Rav, Mi Gidlecha Shatam Mechalek Benehem, Eno Kain. He says, it's Rabbi Yochanan saying to Rav, what are you talking about, Rav? Where do you get this from, this Chaluk from? I'm agreeing with Shmuel on this one. Ele Bein Irvu, Bein Lo Irvu. Vite Garsi, Milachshach Betei Va'achat. He says, all the time we have one word, Milachshach. That whole thing was came out of a secret of some kind. I don't know, maybe it's a secret. But nonetheless, Rav says only when there was no Eruv, and Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel together say it makes no difference, Eruv or lo Eruv. Now the Gemara starts. Matkif la Rav Chizda le Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Chizda got a kasha now and Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. Yomru shnei kedim b'chatzir achat. We say when there's two kelim b'chatzer achat, ze mutar v'ze asur. Sorry. He says, Yomru, now what are you going to say? You're going to say now, if you agree to that gzeira, you're going to say that ze mutar v'ze asur? Well, you're going to tell me that there's no gzeira, so the halacha of Rabbi Shimon, where there is an eruv, there isn't an eruv. So now some kelim, let's say there is an eruv. This is what they're speaking about particularly. So when there's an Eruv, I can bring my Kiddush cup out of the house to make Kiddush in the garden. But now I've got my Kiddush cup in the garden, and next to my Kiddush cup is a plate that happened to be in the Chatzer Erev Shabbos. So now the plate I can take to my neighbor quite happily. The Kiddush cup I can't. So this is ridiculous. You're creating a situation where you've got one Kli Muta, one Kli Asur. Right? So Rabbi Shimon Latame. So, Gemara answered him. Shimon Atame, the Lord Gazar. says no answer. That's no exactly why. Ditnan, Rabbi Shimon, Lamad Vardome. Says we've got another similar scenarios. We've got three chatzer. Remember, we had this before where the guys got stuck in the Shabbos at some situation. We've got three chatzerot on the one, two, three, a middle one and two extremities, and they all three open into Shtarabim. Now, the middle one makes an Eruv with the end one on both sides. And the end ones have an Eruv with the middle one. So they could carry from the middle one to the end one and the middle one to the end one on the left and right. But the end ones don't have an Eruv with each other. And they can't carry one to the other. Remember that scenario we had? You remember with me? So we've got three chatzerot. One, two, three. The middle one is good for both extremities. The extremities are good for the middle one, but they can't go across the middle one over it into each other's side. So over here, what's the problem? It says, and the two extremities may marry over the middle one. They can each go back and forth from them. And we never said there, let's make an gzeira. Even though you've got an area between the three of you, two on the extremity of the middle one, no. Make a gzeira so you can't use each other. Why? We could even say make a gzeira, because what's happening, the guy on the right side at the end might end up carrying through the middle one to the left side on the end. And the middle guy and the middle one on the left side might carry through the middle guy to the right side on the end. Why don't we say make a gzeira, you can't do that? We don't say that. It says, Hakinami, so to hear. We don't make gzeira. We're big boys. We're clever enough to understand that we haven't got an Eruv, therefore you can't use it. Okay, so that's the first kashya against Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel on that. Matzi Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet also kashya. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Got, Echad Chatzot, Echad Karpafiot, all these three categories, Roshut Achata and Nekel Shavtu V'Tochan. V'lo Lekel Shavtu B'Toch HaBayit. Right, this is exactly what we said. Rabbi Shimon says, this is a brighter, says Rav Sheshet. Rabbi Shimon says that it only good for those that shavtu b'toch, and v'lo b'kan shavtu b'toch habayit. Now, I might be shlomet de'irvu. Now, this is a problem, because a second ago, Rav said, and that's the halacha, that it's only for ishalo irvu. Sorry. Okay, so if you're going to say that it works well if there was an Eruv, that's why we've got Kalim, because look what the brightness is. I didn't explain this properly. I'm talking to myself now. Okay. Rabbi Shimon said like this. Mati Rav Shimon. Rav Shesh. Rabbi Shimon omer, echad gaon v'chad chatzor v'chad karpiot, the all one big reshut, le Kalim sheshavtu betochan, v'lo lekeilim sheshavtu b'toch habayit. So he says, when do we say it's one big reshut? For keilim that were in the chatzer or the karpifiot or the gagot, erev Shabbos. But not for keilim that shavtu in the house. So we've got keilim in the house, keilim out the house. They says, yeah, might be shlomad. If you said there was an eruv between the guys in the chatzer, so hainu demishkachet amane debatim b'chatzer. That's when we'll find Kalim from the house in the chatzer. Right? So then we have a look at Rashi at the bottom here. Hainu mishkachat la manu lebatim b'chatzer. De itzrich lemitni, aval lo lekalim sheshavtu b'toch habayit. Then we understand what we mean when we say Kalim that were in the house that are now in the chatzer. And we have to specify in the brayta that it's only good for Kalim that were in the chatzer or in the house. Kalim in the house or not, you can't take from one chatzer to the other. And when would you have Kalim that in the first place you'd have outside the house that were shoved to in the house, which would be worried about that you might take another chatzer if there was an Eruv? Because if there wasn't an Eruv, you're never going to have Kalim in the house, outside the house. Why would we have to worry about you taking those Kalim to the next door chatzer? You aren't even taking them into your own chatzer. Clear? So he says, let's Eruv. He says, this is a kasha now on Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. But even if you say that even if it's shelo irvu, haikim ishkachat la manei debatim b'chatzer. If there's no eruv, you're never going to have it in the first place. So it seems that Rav is right. It's only when shelo irvu. All right. Answer. The answer would be. He asked the question, he gives the answer. What category are we speaking about? Hats and scarves. And Rashi says, he wore them out. That's the way we come to Kalim, that are out in the Chatzir without an Eruv. Otherwise, we couldn't have an Eruv, therefore it's back to square one. We haven't got an Eruv, and we're talking about a scenario, we haven't got an Eruv, and who is that? We haven't got an Eruv, right? That is Rav. All right, so that is the end of that kasha over there. Now, the Gemara, we're still trying to prove over here Rav, right? Because remember, Rav is the one who said that when would we say that you can carry from Chatzir to Chatzir, etc., etc., when there wasn't an Eruv. But if there was an Eruv, you wouldn't be able to. So the Gemara is like this, Toshma, but another brighter. Anshei Chatzir, Anshei Mirpeset, we've seen this brighter as well, we saw in Daf Pei Gimel, with the idea there of, we spoke in a lot of detail about three levels. We said there was the ground, there was the Mepeset, and the Aliyah, remember? And we said that the Aliyah guys live upstairs and they go through the Mepeset, and the Mepeset was more the heart of the ten Tvach. Remember that old sugya we had? Right, the same idea over here. It says, Anshei Chatzir, Anshei Mepeset, Sheshachachu velo irvu, if they never made an error between them, the Mepeset guys, and the Chatzir guys. Rashi says, yeah, Dura Aliyot Harbeb Tuchot Lehem. They got lots of Aliyot. Then you got like a second level above ground and open to the Chatzir. We'll see the moment in a second when there was a ladder or wasn't a ladder. Velo Irvu. And they forgot, they made Eruv between them. Look at Rashi. B'nei Chatzir and B'nei Mirpeset. They never made an Eruv. Aval Irvu, if they had made an Eruv, but however he says, Aval Irvu, Eilu La'atzman, Eilu La'atzman. The guys on the Mirpeset level, they did make an Eruv between them. And the guys on the Chatzir at the bottom did make error between them, but there wasn't an error between the top and the bottom. Right? Ubenei Mirpeset ain Oshna Bnei Chatzir. And now says Rashi, the Mirpeset guys don't forbid the Chatzir guys from using their Chatzir. Afal pi sheyordin la besulam v'drisat raglam aleh ala rishta rabim. This is, remember we had a scenario of two chatzir, one in the back and one in the front, and the back chatzir guys could walk through the front chatzir guys. And we said that if they had an eruv, if the back guys never had an eruv, they would osir on the front guys because really the back guys are part of the front guys. Remember that? Same idea of, yeah, the top guys and the bottom guys, they've got a drisat regil. They go from their ladder down the mirpeset through the bottom guy, the chatzir, into the shtarabim. So they're almost like a back chatzir and a front chatzir. So if they never had an Eruv, the back guys in the Mirpeset, they might have messed up the front, the guys in the Chatzir. But I'm saying, yeah, there isn't a problem at the moment now because they did make an Eruv between them. We're saying whenever there's a ladder, the ladder can either be a Mechitza or it can be a door. If they made an Eruv, then we say that it's a... In other words, we're always going to Hakel. So he says, don't worry over here. Here, they never had Eruv between the two of them. They got Eruv above. So that the ladder, in this case, is a wall. But we could also explain it the way I explained it. I've seen the Farshim explain it like that as well. That because they've got an Eruv between them, they aren't also the guys who've got an Eruv between them as well. Okay. So that's the first part of the bright to the scenario. So he says, Anshei Shachar V'lo Irvu, Kol Shegavoa Asara Tvachim, belongs to the Mirpeset. Pachot mikan lechatze. Look at where Rashi. Kol shegavom asrat vachim kagon amud otel, right? That's in the chatze which the guys in the mirpeset can reach too easily. Is the mirpeset stuff? Let me mutar lishtamesh po vechatze ulechatze asher Rashi. Tav lezeh bepetach lezeh bezrika. Remember, it's in the same sugya. Because with these guys, they can get to it easily, and those guys have to throw. And we saw that it goes after the tashmush of the easier one. Everything what we've learned already. So the guys, each one did make their own Eruv. Or the individual guys, they never had an Eruv. They have, you see, if you're an individual guy, just doing your chatzir, you have to make an Eruv. Right? However, if there were many people there and they never made an Eruv, Gag v'chatzer v'aksadro mirpeset kulan rishut achatain. He says, but if they were there v'lo irvu, then we say that kulan rishut achatain. The Gemara now is medayek, right? Was it mutar if they never made an Eruv? Taimed lo irvu, ha irvu lo. If they did make it out, it would have been mutar. So that's exactly what Rav said. Rav said that Rabbi Shimon says, Karpifiyot, Vegagot, Vechatzarot, and all these areas are one big reshut. When are they one big reshut? When you didn't make an Eruv. If you made an Eruv, then you got a problem. You can't use it. So this seems to prove Rav completely. Gemara says, no. Gemara says, who's the Tana of this Mishnah? How many? Rabbanani, not Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbanan of this Mishnah. And this Mishnah is Rabbanan, not Rabbi Shimon. Look at Rashi Avia Rabbanan. I skipped all these Rashi's here. Rabbanan. Where's Rabbanan? Rabbanan. It's about 7-8 lines before the lines become wide. The modu begagin v'chatzayrot derushut achatein. Chachamim agree that gagin and chatzayrot are one big rushut. Ve'inu vadai lo sharu eched de'irvu. But you certainly can't use them where there was an eruv. Why? The gazrei kremim v'perik mishe motziu. Remember, on the previous Amud, with regards to Rabbi Shimon, we brought that bright over there with the three chatzer. We said, we aren't gozer. If you've got three chatzer, two extremities, one in the middle, they make error between them, and the two guys on the outside didn't make an error, we said, we aren't gozer. Rabbanan will cholek Rabbi Shimon and said, you are gozer. Why are you gozer? Because the end guy might carry to the other end guy. There was the machloket over there. So it's the same thing over here. That's Rabbanan. So when do we say that you can use them all? When there wasn't an Eruv. There was an Eruv. You can't use it. It's not Rabbi Shimon. It's not Rav according to Rabbi Shimon. It is Rabbanan. And we can't prove anything over here whatsoever. The Gemara says, Dekanami. We can prove this as well. How? Delokatani karpaf umavoy shma mina. What? Delokatani. Look at the very first wild lines of Rashi. Delokatani gag v'chatzer v'aksadra. Umir peset v'karpaf umavoy. Di Rabbi Shimon kulechad reshut erinu. Okay, I don't know, it's a bit of a long one, this, because we haven't seen the word mavoy used up until now. But what he's saying is, he says, if it was Rabbi Shimon, then the brighter would have used every possible example that it could have. And because they left out mavoy over here, right, so the mavoy is where Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim disagree on. And therefore, it only says gag. It says over here, only chatzer and mirpeset, and therefore chatzer and mirpeset, or if you look over here, it says, aval hayu sherabim shachu v'lo irvu, gag, chatzer, aksadu mirpeset, and doesn't say mavoy, so therefore it's not Rabbanan. To be honest with you, I'm not 100% why, that is such a knockout, but that's the deal that God wants to bring. The bottom line is, we can't prove anything here about Rav and Rabbi Shimon, and the machlok and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan say that with Eruv, without Eruv, we can't prove against Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan from this brighter, because if this brighter isn't the Tani, not Rabbi Shimon, this brighter is Rabbanan, then if Rabbi Shimon's out of the question, we're not even discussing him at all, can't help. The Gemara tries again. Toshma. Chameish chatzairot, aptuchot zo lezo, uptuchot lemavoy. Now we come into a mavoy. So you've got five chatzairot that are all open one to the other, and they're also open to a mavoy. Veshachachu kulam velo irvu. And now all the guys made a mistake and they forgot. Velo irvu. Right? So what does the brayta say? The brayta says, Asu lahachnis ulohotzi michatzer lemavoy umina mavoy lechatzer. They now can't take stuff from the chatzer to the mavoy. And look at Rashi here, the second very wide lines. Kirabanan ta'asha b'mavoy kakarpaf. Rabbanan say, you haven't got an eruv. You can't go from Mavoy to Chatzer because they're separate Rishuyot, not like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, we just heard a second ago, would say that from Chatzer to Mavoy, if it was in there, Erev Shabbos, you'd be able to take it. Now, look at the rest of the bright. B'Mavoy Asu, right? He says here, B'lo Irvu Asu Lachmiz B'Chatzer B'Chatzer L'Mavoy, Mina Mavoy L'Chatzer. However, V'Kelim She'Shavtu B'Chatzer, look here, Kelim which were in the Chatzer before Shabbos, Mutal L'Taltalan B'Chatzer, Uba mavoy asur, but you can't carry in the asur. With things that were in the chatzer, you can carry in the chatzer. Things that were in the mavoy erev Shabbos, you can't carry in the mavoy erev Shabbos. So you can't go from chatzer to mavoy, and you can't carry in the mavoy either. Okay, Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon says no, you can. Look at Rashi. Aflotzi kli chatzer lemavoy. Rabbi Shimon said, you can't take stuff from a chatzer even to a mavoy. Here's what we're speaking about now, what we saw a moment ago, right? Mater even Shayara Shimon Omer, what does Shimon say? Calls man shen shorabim, so long as they are shorabim. What does it mean shorabim? Look at Rashi. Rashi says Rabbi Akasal kedatach dachi kamar. This is what we think at the moment that Rabbi Shimon is talking about. What's he talking about? Hoyil uvechulan yesh diurin harbe. Since they've all got lots of people living in there, v'shachachu v'lo ivu latzva, they've got everybody amongst themselves. Kevan dahash telo shchichi kli abatim bechatzayrot, kulan mutarim zem zeh. Since even Rabbi Shimon will agree that because there wasn't an eruv, and the kelim now are in the houses, not in the chatzay, we haven't got a mix up now. So therefore, don't worry, you can carry them around. Rabbi v'shachachu v'lo ivu gag v'chatzay v'aksad v'mipesed v'kabav u'mavoy kulan reshut achatein. So now look at the diuk over here. Even Rabbi Shimon. Kontrashi, taima de lo irvu, ha lo irvu lo. So this is only because lo irvu, taima de lo irvu, ha irvu lo. Who says only halachas like Rabbi Shimon when there isn't an eruv? Rav. And this is a good kasha now on Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, who they say no, even if there isn't an eruv, or there is an eruv, makes no difference. Halachas only like Rabbi Shimon, you can carry one to the other. Yeah, it's pretty clear. That the whole reason that you can do it is because there's no Eruv, and if you're not going to bring stuff out of your house into the Chatzim, we aren't worried about bringing the Chatzim into another somebody else's Chatzim, things which were in your house, Erev Shabbos. Is it clear? Are you with me? Right? Ha Eruv. So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara says, like it says, my Lo Eruv. What does it mean, Lo Eruv? Not Lo Eruv amongst themselves in the Chatzim, that they aren't going to bring stuff out from house to Chatzim. Ela lo irvu chatzayrot bahade hadade. They never met a chayru between different chatzayrot. Now we're back to Shmuel. Because Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan say, even if you didn't make an eruv between yourselves and you're going to bring stuff from the house into the chatzir, and that was the kashi of Rav Sheshet. Remember he said, but you're going to end up having situations where you're going to have kailin and omutah kever asur, because what you had in your house and you brought out is going to be asur. What was in the chatzir is going to be mutar. And yeah, we're saying that's not a problem, even though with Eruv. What was the problem? The Eruv wasn't between two chatzayrot. And there we say, go from one chatzer to the other. Why? Because all one big reshut. Ha chatzer ubatim irvu, but they did make an Eruv. So we say, well, how can you say that? Vaha lo irvu katani. The Mishnah says, or the Braita says, vaha lo irvu. Right? So he says, no, my lo irvu, lo nishtatfu. When the Brita used the Lashon Lo Irvu, what did it really mean? It meant Lo Nishtat. They didn't make a shit of Mevo'ot between the different Chatzerot. But each Chatzer made an Eruv on their own. That's the Agur's first answer. Now, it's a bit strange. Look at Rashi here. My Lo Irvu. My Lo Irvu. The Mashmina Gamre, a shit of the Mavokai. You're talking about shit of Eruv the Chatzerot. Lo Arimini. You're talking about Eruv Chatzerot. If you've got a shittuf in mavoot, then it would be okay. And yeah, we're saying there was no shittuf mavoot, and therefore you can't carry. Now, the truth is that we know ourselves, even from our Baruch Shir the other week, that there's a lot of confusion between shittuf and eruv, right? It's a term which is very interchangeably used. We talk about Eruv in Talmud. Is it an Eruv or is it a Shittuf? Call it an Eruv, but probably more a Shittuf. So it's not impossible for the Brita to be talking about Shittuf when it uses the word Eruv. We can understand that. It's not off the wall. V'yibayit Eima, another possibility of disputing this Brita is like this. Rabbi Shimon's not even speaking about himself. Rabbi Shimon says like this. Rabbi Shimon the Ibrahim, the Rabbanan Kamrele. He's saying to you guys, he's arguing with them, and he says as follows. Ledidi, as far as I'm concerned, loshna irvu, loshna lo irvu. Right, which is exactly like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Ledidchu, oduli, even according to you guys, who say that it does make a difference, daheche de lo irvu, agree with me nonetheless, that where they didn't make an eruv, reshut achati. Right, it's one big reshut. Even if they didn't make Eruv, it's one big reshut. And on that, Amru Darabanan lo shtei reshuyotain. Okay, it's still two reshuyot. So the first answer is that it's pashut, that they never made an Eruv. That the Sefer did make an Eruv Chatzerot, it didn't make a Shittuk Mevo'ot, and therefore it's like Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. Or maybe even Rabbi Shimon saying to them, listen guys, it's where they didn't make an Eruv, which is, right, says Ibad, he says, Loshna Rabbi Shimon saying, I don't care with or without Eruv, which supports again, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon saying it specifically or not. Either way you want, we haven't got a brayta yet that could support Rav. Now there's a bit of an interlude over here. The Gemara stops for a second on this discussions about Rav or Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan and says like this, Amar Mar, we quote the brayta which we just saw a second ago, right? If you look up, it says there, we had a brayta, Toshba Chamesh Chatzor, these five Chatzor took one to the other, V'shachu Kulam Elo, and they made an Eruv, Ashlach Lachlotzi Mechatz Lemavu Mevavu Lechatzor, you can't go from chatzir to bavu bavu chatzir. Then we said, "Ukeilim sheshavtu bechatzir, kenevu in the chatzir, mutar letaltlan bechatzir." You can carry around the chatzir, and things that are in the mavoi asur. You can't carry stuff that's in the mavoi around within the mavoi. So the Gemara picks up on that line there, ube mavoi asur. Let's go back two lines, and it says there, asur lahachnis ulahatzir mi chatzir lemavoi. So we've got two things happening in the Mishnah in this Braita. The one halacha is going from the chatzit to the mavoi and vice versa. And now we're discussing in the mavoi itself. Okay? So we're discussing now Amar Mar Ube Mavoi Asur. So Gemara says, Levi Messiah Rabbi Zeira Amarav. This could be a support to Rabbi Zeira Amarav. The Mishnah Shat does say Rabbi Huna. But yeah. The Amarav Zeira Amarav. Mavoi shelo nishtatfu bo ein metaltelin ele bedalet amot. He has a maimar over here, Rav Zera Marav. Says, if you never made a shittuf mavoot, and there's a mavoi without a shittuf with a chatzerot, and there's something in that mavoi, you can't carry anything in the mavoi unless you go up to that amot like a karmelit. Doesn't have, even though it's a shleyachid, you can't use it on its own even. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. V'eima v'le mavoi asur. Right? Aren't we, don't we want to say ule mavoi, not be mavoi, but to the mavoi. Right? Look at Rashi there. There's third wide lines right at the bottom. V'eima ule mavoi asur lohotzi kli achatzer. That's what we're speaking about. Right? So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hainu reisha. But that's what we learned in the reisha. There are two parts to the braita. The first part of the braita spoke about going from the mavoi to the chatzer or vice versa. The sefer of the braita is talking about in its mavoi itself. Right? It says, Hainu reisha. It says, Mishnah yateira itzchichalei. And there's actually two dinim here in the braita. What is the mahud? What would we have thought? We would better have a mina. Ki pligi rabbanan le Rabbi Shimon. When rabbanan argued Rabbi Shimon. Ani mili haicha de'irvu. Right, that's only where there was an Eruv. There, where there was an Eruv, there was not going to look at Rashi and Ma'ud Tamer at the bottom. Ha de Tani Reisha Asur be Irvu la Atzman ka Asher Banana Mishum Klei Batim. Vahadik Tani lo Irvu lo Nishtatfuhu. Right, when they made an Eruv, then there would have been a problem because they would have had Kalim from their Chatzir, from their house, now in the Chatzir. And then there would have been a problem, maybe you can't take it from one to the other. Right, Aval Hecha de lo Irvu. But where there wasn't an Eruv, then we might have thought that there's no problem now if there wasn't an Eruv, because everybody agrees that there aren't now kalim from your house in your chatzer. It's only stuff in your chatzer. Therefore, you might be able to carry stuff in there. We're in the mavot. Look at Rashi, yeah? Aval lo irvu la'atzman ema modu, ashmeinan mishni yateira. Now the Mishnah comes and tells us, dar korka chade le'irvu v'chade lo'irvu. It's the same din, whether there was an Eruv or there wasn't an Eruv, va'afilu hachi asur, Kamashpuran, it's always Asur from Echatzir to Mavoi or in the Mavoi itself, where there was an error, there wasn't a makes a difference. Chacham of the opinion that you can't carry, and Rabbi Shimon says that you can carry, and Machloket is on both. End of over here.